It is not possible to ascribe the decline to any single cause. It is certain only that the seeds of the empire's decadence had been sown when it was apparently at its zenith under Suleiman the Magnificent. For some further 150 years it remained a great power that was still capable of instilling in successive popes and the Christian states of Western Europe a lively dread that they would be overwhelmed by the Turkish infidel. It was the second Ottoman defeat at the gates of Vienna in 1683 at the hands of the forces of the King of Poland which finally removed the Turkish threat. The balance of power had turned unremittingly against Istanbul. But in 1683, no one in Europe could be confident of turning back the Muslim advance. It took time for fears to recede. While no simple diagnosis can be made of the cause of the transformation of the empire into the sick man of Europe, there are certain characteristics which suggest themselves. Often they were originally reasons for the empire's strength and success, but they became weaknesses as they were unadaptable to changing circumstances. In the first place, the empire was a huge military organization in which military values and ideals were supreme. It was also highly centralized, in the sense that virtually all land within the empire belonged to the Ottoman state. It was feudal insofar as much of the best land was allocated as fiefs to the Ottoman military aristocracy. But only in rare cases could this land be inherited, and thus the empire never developed a European kind of feudal nobility to balance the power of the monarch. If this European type of feudalism is an essential stage towards the ultimate development of capitalism, this suggests a reason why the empire gradually fell behind the European states in terms of material and industrial power. On the other hand, the lack of a landed aristocracy meant that the early empire was socially egalitarian to an exceptional degree. Not only Muslims, but also Christians and Jews, ex-slaves and men of the humblest birth, could rise to the highest offices of state provided they converted to Islam. Suleiman the Magnificent's outstanding Grand Vizier, Ibrahim, was born a Christian Greek. Beyond doubt, the empire benefited from the use of these unusual sources of talent and ability.